prices on the basis of what they thought you could pay. And they had all sorts of takonos, all sorts of laws regarding almost every aspect of Jewish life. Weddings, how they should be conducted, the right to, they adjudicated disputes between between communities, between Jewish communities. They were very powerful. They lasted as an effective force for almost 250 years. And they would meet twice a year. There were grade fairs throughout Poland. The most famous trade fair was always in Lublin. And at the trade fair, Jews would come from all over Poland to participate in the trade fair. So the rabbis would come as well, and the elected councilmen of this council, and they would hold meetings and discussions, and twice yearly they would decide on these matters. There's a famous Pinchas, which is a record book of their, a minute book of their proceedings, which the late Jewish Polish historian Dubnov put a great deal of effort in editing and putting out, which is a very, which is an extremely fascinating book, because there you have Jewish life. So the Jews were autonomous. They were a government within a government. So you had first a religious community, and then they had their own temporal community. And then finally, the strength of the Jewish family was really built in Eastern Europe. Family ties, alliances between families, extended families, all of that took on great importance. And especially because of the fact that so many people were unemployed and in trouble, etc., it became the responsibility of the family to take care of its own. And that required large families. So not only large families in terms of having many children, but all the brothers united in the effort. And you had a building of a family structure in Eastern Europe far more powerful and far more complex than what existed in Spain or in Western Europe, where even within the same family, people split apart and went their own way. Again, in our society, large family units such as that are almost unknown already. But in Eastern Europe, it was very, very important. And if you go to Israel today, you'll see that that heritage of Eastern Europe still remains. You know, if you got my brother-in-law's second cousin's daughter, you know, they'll travel 100 miles from Daphne to Yerushalayim to see me, because I'm the family somehow. Where in my own town, you know, I wouldn't necessarily walk across the street to see him, to see my cousin, right? What I need him for? It's only trouble. So those were the three areas of Jewish life that governed Jewish society and gave it its particular flavor. And this was set at the beginning when the Jews came to Poland. And it remained for the whole period of time of Eastern European Jewry. These were the foundations upon which the kehillas were built, upon the communities were built, and entire Jewish life in Poland was built upon this structure.